When Simon Ray Samar Kimo Steve Test Madlikin Bizabiye Sabayas, people who are Madlik Neiris Bizabiye Sabayas, Poislim Bechotel, but they do not eat in the bayis with his neiris, because it's very, very uncomfortable to eat in the bayis. There are a lot of flies there. So they're eating in the chotzel. So im ein ha-neiris arukai shadelkeis ad ha-layla, if the neiris are not long, and it does not burn till the night, and that means they are eating in the chotzel, and which it's still day, it's still light, and when they come back into the house, these neiros burnt out already. So what did they accomplish with these neiros? They ate in the chotzel. There was no neiros there. In the bayis, they were not in the bayis. Now that they come back to the bayis, they're burnt out already. So memela havi broche levatolam. So broche levatolam. Reisha mechimu tes. 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 Let us see. The Mishnah Berurah. So we learned Sivkotn Lametes yesterday that this is only mutter if one is mitzvah to eat in the bayis. B'chotzer. Mashme dimoichel bebayis. Now, it would seem what would be, we have the same neiris. The neiris are short. The neiris are going to burn out when it becomes lilo. The whole problem is he is not eating by the neiris. He's eating in the chotzel. Mashme d'imoichel babayis, but if he would be eating in the house, av she'ein d'ilekes ad ha'lilo, sagi. So even though it's not burning till the night, and he's eating by yom, v'lehavi broche levatole, sha'av sha'adai in yom, even though it's still day, yesh loi hano v'sumchem v'shas achilo min ha'neiris. That means if he would have been eating in the house, even though it is miboid yoim, so he has anoin simche from eating by the neiris. So they bring down from Rabbi Yashiv said, we are speaking according to the Mechaber. The Mechaber said before in Sivches that if there is more than one balabayis that is madlik neiris, they should not make a broche, because we have already neiris from the first madlik. So the second madlik is not accomplishing anything. And they should not make a broche, because it's light already from the first madlik. That is what the Mechaber said in Siv Ches. And here the Mechaber in Siv Tes says, or that's what it seems from what he's saying, that if they would have eaten in the house by day, we have no problem with making a broche, because this hanor v'simcha b'shas achila min haneiros, ayat light. So he says that's the difference. That means that alone, that you are madlik neiros l'kovid v'suda, even though it's light, that alone is a hanor v'simcha. In Tzivchaz he's speaking about that someone was madlik neiros already by the suda. So then the second person is not accomplishing anything. It's light from the first menorah, and that's not considered an accomplishment to make a broche. That's why in Tzivchaz the Mechaber held that you should not make a bracha. But if you're eating in the house and it's light in the house, and say it's a plag a mincha, but it's light in the house, and there are neiros by the suda, that is no problem whatsoever. Yes, le anov simcha b'shav sachilu min aneiros, and you can make a bracha on that. But it's preferable that you should make longer neiros. That means even though you are accomplishing with the hadlaka, there is einik Shabbos, but you did not take care of Shalom Bayis. So therefore, he says, the Hadlokas HaNeiris accomplish an Einik Shabbos, the Simcha, the Zanor. But one should zicha make longer Neiris in order to ensure that at night there should also be light in the Bayis because of Shalom Bayis. Avshaloi Tzalechel Mi Boid Yain. Avi brocha levatole. But if the mechaber says, but he's eating in the chotzer, and when he comes back to the house, it's dark. Shekivin sheino yochel lasei shum tashmish etzlon shechoyze achar kach lebeisoi balaylo. He can't do anything when he comes back to the house. Electricity is also good. You use electricity. Less by mishum shalom bayis. So now there's no shalom bayis. V'im babayis shehidlik hoyok tzas choysher. But if he was madlik babayis, there was, when he was madlik babayis, there was ktas choysha. Umishtamish shom shum dovo loir haneirois letzoirach sude. Now we're talking about a interesting scenario. He was madlik small neirois in the house. When it's going to become night, they're going to burn out. So Shalom Bayis is not accomplishing. Eating, he's eating in the chotzer, so he doesn't derive oinig from the neiris. So therefore, the Mechaber said, it's a bracha levatola. So what did you accomplish? So the Mishnah Berurah says, ve'im ba'bayis shehidlik hoyok tzas choshech. If it was a little dark, umishtamish shom shum dovo lo'er haneiros letzoirach sude, so he's deriving a benefit letzoirach sude, leki isure avshen delekes adalaila v'avshoichu b'chotzom. So there, al koponim, he is accomplishing something from the neiros. That means it's not. What? It could be there's not too much. The light is not shining in from the window too much. Yeah. That means that he needs already to differentiate between the forks and the spoons and these things. He's deriving benefit from the neiros. Yeah. So Mamela, he has to have this benefit. Shalayikashal mistame is not applicable because there's some light there. But Mistame, for preparing the soup, the forks and the spoons and the small spoons and the big spoons, that Mistame, he needs this, the amount of illumination that the Neiris are giving. So he hears something, let's say, the Hasudim. So it's not a brachel of a tolem. Sif Yud. Lebal halachis kedailais. Lebal halachis kedailais. Kiven shehidlik ner shel Shabbos. According to Bal halachis kedailais, the minute a person was madlik a ner shel Shabbos, Chal all of Shabbos, v'nesar bimelochem. Now, the Orech HaShulchan explains a little the Shittas HaBahag. The Bahag is medayik from the Gemara Masechet Shabbos. There were shesh kiyas they blew, and it seems by the last kiyah they were madlik neiris. So the Bahag learned pshat. There was a takonin from Chazal that the last meloche someone does before Shabbos should be a meleches mitzvah l'tzorech Shabbos. That was a takonis Chazal. So therefore, the last meloche one does should be the adlokes ner. The adlokes ner is l'tzorech Shabbos. V'nimtze shehu kitchiles shvite uche kabolosom. The fact that I'm already kizach, that was a takonis Chazal. That the last melacha you do before Shabbos should be a meleches mitzvah l'tzorech Shabbos. And this is, with this melacha you are mekabel Shabbos. That's the Shittas HaBahag. Yes, if you have to have it, then you're doing the L'tzorech Shabbos, that's for sure. We're talking about Adlokas Ner Shabbos. And with this, you mekabel Shabbos automatically. Kinin shehidlik ner shel Shabbos, chal olam Shabbos, v'neser bimelochel. Va'al pizeh, and according to the Bahag, there's no difference between the man and the woman. That's it. That was the Takonas Chazal. That you are mekabel Shabbos, that this is the Kabbalah's Shabbos. This is how you mekabel Shabbos. This is the Hadlaka. What I'm doing is Tchilas Shmita Uchi Kabbalah. With this Melacha, I'm illuminating the Bayis L'Tzorech Shabbos, and with this, I'm mekabel Shabbos. Ba'al Pizeh, according to the Shita Sabahag, Noya goes tas noshim, sha'acha shebirchu vidliku ha-neiris, after the madlik the neiris, mashlichos la'oretz ha-psile shebiyodom shehidliku bo ve'ein mechabos oiso. So that means, if I say that is the seder with the gemar hadlokim, it could be I'm being madlik 20 neiris, it's irrelevant. But by the last hadlokim, when this is already the hadlokim I'm making l'kovid Shabbos, with the last Adloka ayin mekabo Shabbos. So memele, so now with Shabbos, so I have a problem, I have a double problem. I have a muksadik problem. Now I'm holding in my hand something, a match. And I have a kibwidik problem. I'm going to go now and then extinguish the match. It's Shabbos already. You can't do that. So according to the Shittas HaBahag, they throw away the match or with that which they were using to kindle the candles. Vain mechabei soiso, and they don't extinguish the light because they can't make kibui. It's Shabbos already. This is one mahalach. V'yesh aimrim she'im masna filu, according to the Bahag, this is a normal procedure. But she'im masna koydim she'madliko she'ena mikabela Shabbos ad she'yoyma chazan bolchu voyu. It helps. Agavucha is a mashmois of the Shalvat Stavka Lavdavka, but the lotion of the Bahag Shaache Shebochu Vidliku Haneiris. So it would seem the Shitas Abahag was that they made the Bracha first, and then they were madlik the neiris. So when Mekabu here before today is, but he said, Bochum vidliku. They made the broche, and forget the broche is, with the broche, not Mekabu Shabbos, but vidliku with that lucky Mekabu Shabbos. And then it's Shabbos already. So you have a problem with the match that's in your hand, so he shlichu, and then I'm Mechabed. But others hold that afilu, according to the Bahag Shita, that is stam. But she'im masne koydim she'madliko she'ine mekabela Shabbos at she'yoyma achazen bohu, if they say klom, do not mekabel Shabbos till the chazen says bohu, moyo. Hasno will help. V'yesh aimrim she'enem ayolo. And now there's a machloikis in the Shitas HaBahag, if you atnai will help. So it's 2 days, the Mishayis brings down 2 days. But while we hear the Shitas HaBahag, that normally there's a Kabbalah Shabbos with the Gemar Hadloke, and the machloikis, according to the Bahag, if a Tanai will help. The Yesh Chelkim al Baal Halochis Gedoilis, others disagree with the Bahag. V'aimrim she'en Kabbalah Shabbos toli b'adlokis haner. There's no such thing that the Hadlokis haner, with the Hadlokis haner, you mekabel Shabbos. There's no such thing. Because a mitzvah could be madlik neiris. The mitzvah of adlokas neiris does not automatically bring with it a Kabbalah Shabbos. Ela betvilas armis. When you dive in Mayrim, then you mekabel Shabbos. Shekivin, she'omar, hachazan bochum. Hakel pershim mimalachton. Seglon is pershim mimalachet. Uledidon, you don't even need bochu, even she is chilo mizmashili yema Shabbos. Have a kibochu ledidu. By us, mizmashili yema Shabbos. So the vial, the mechabel, just brought down, there are different shitas. The Mechaba was not Machia, he just brought down. There's a shitas of Bahag, and the Bahag shitas of Machlaikis of Snai will help. And then others are Chaylik on the Bahag. He just brought down, but he wasn't Machia. But Aloch is, Hago, Zukterimo. V'haminig she'oiso isha ha'madlekes mikabeles Shabbos b'hadloko. That the isha that's madlik is mikabel Shabbos b'hadloko im lo isha tasna t'chile, unless she makes a t'nai. V'afilu t'nai b'leiv sagi. You don't have to need a t'nai b'peh. If b'shas ma'isa she doesn't want to be mekabel Shabbos, so she's not mekabel Shabbos. Avol shar b'nei odom, v'ashar b'nei abayis, mutorim b'mloche ad bochu. Now let us see the vial. The Mishnah Berurah. The Haminig. So it's very interesting. the din of the Baal Halachas Gedolos, he didn't differentiate between a man and a woman. Kivin shehidlik ner sheshabbos chal olam shabbos. According to the Baal, there's nothing to do between men and women. That was at Hakonos Chazal. When the Ramor brings down the minig, sha'oisa isha hamadlekes. All of a sudden, so it seems this minig was a minig that was niskabel by noshim. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'im ha'ish madlik, afilu k'shu mevorich al hadlokosa, he makes a brochim. There's no minig by a man. He's allowed to do meloche. It would be preferable to make a t'nai. She would be yoytze, that means so we yoytze the shittas abahag, according to the shittas, that a t'nai helps. So be preferable to make a t'nai. Mekabela Shabbos v'sispalo mincha tchila. So if she is mekabel Shabbos with the adlokim, so she should have a mincha. The hoyel dekva kiblo Shabbos shubiyev shel ispalo tchila shel choyel, she can't have a mincha. So if there's not enough time for her to daven mincha before Adlokas Neiris, so she should daven twice Meirim. The Lekamon received Tezvo. Milishnois chas v'sholem besofek chilu Shabbos. So here the Mishnah Berurah paskins that a woman, the minute she was madlik the neiros, the achil kiman the Mishnah Berurah, others say it's not totally, it's only a kabbalas yochid could be, and she can still daven mincha, but Al Kabon Mishnah Berurah doesn't pass like that. Yeah. She tasne tchile, she should make a t'nai, vein lahasne iskiim letzoyrech, v'acha she yeshilkim v'soyvrim, so it seems the women who have this minig, they accepted the chumrah of the Bahag. So, and since there are some ikadin, we hold the fill according to the Bahag, a t'nai does help. But since others hold it doesn't help, so therefore she should not be free. Feel free to make a t'nai whenever she wants to. Unless there's a tzayrer, that is a need, an important need for her to make a t'nai, then she's permitted to make a t'nai. Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to say a chiddush. He wants to say that if she'll daven mincha now, she doesn't know what's going to be with Adlokas Neiris. But if she'll be madlik the Neiris, she has a cheshmin, she'll be able to daven mincha afterwards. So he says that is considered a tzoyrech, and she'll be permitted to make a t'nai, and to say she's not mekabel Shabbos with Adlokas Neiris, and then daven mincha afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah speaking about a case that's not possible. It's too late. Now we hear Shal b'nei Habayis mutarim b'meloche ad bochu. I'd like to mention a merdike chiddush I saw in the Leino l'Shabeach, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein and Chelek Hay. This is, I think, a tshuva test. He says as follows. A woman is mekabel Shabbos with hadlakas neiris. The rest of the bayis is not nigrar after the wife. They can still do melacha. But he wants to say a meridik echidish. L'chayre, let's go. There's a din by a person is Shabbos. He's mitzuga and shvishes behemtoi. And shvishes behemtoi, ato, vincha, vitecha, amzabos, behemtecha. There's a din of shvishes behemtoi. So let's say if the woman has a behemoth, by everyone else, it's not Shabbos. They want mekabel Shabbos. Everyone in the house is doing melachos. But she owns a behemoth. So lechayre, if it's by her Shabbos, so by her there'll be a din of shvisas behemto. It's her behemoth. That's lechayre zichem poshim. So itayin is, so if by her is Shabbos, there's a din of ato vincho vitecho. That you're not mechuyev, you're not permitted to tell a child to do a melacha. Because there's a din ato vincho. So even though, so let's understand this. The din of ato vincho, we're speaking about a child who is a cotton. And meiker adin, a cotton is not to me na mitzvus. But that's when there's a chiyav ato vincho that a father or a mother is not permitted to tell a child to do a melach in Shabbos. That's ato vincho. So Memele, so he says, so by her, if by her it's Shabbos already, so she's not, the child can be doing melach if they want mekabel Shabbos. But for her to tell the child to make salad now with the shut air conditioner, but I'm the air conditioner, since not a child, she has to go tell someone else, not a child, but she wants to say, I'm already getting this.
The girl's a nigger after the father, the boy's a nigger after the father.
The violin doesn't say that. The vial, maybe we'll see later, but the vial, I didn't see that. Fine. Now it says further, V'iker hadloko, the main hadloche, is kluye b'neirois shemadlikin ala shulchan. V'iker hadloke is the neiris which are on the shulchan. Avoloi b'shar ha'neiris shebabayis. Now what does this mean? So, the Ika Hadloke, Hainu the Yeborich Aleim, the Loy Al Shar HaNeiris, which means that, let's say, we make the Broche after the Hadloke, so Lechere, the last Neiris that the Broche is being made on should be the Ika Neiris. Now, you have neiris all over the house, that's al shalom bayis. You have neiris on the shulchan, that is al oinik Shabbos. So, memela, the most choshev neiris, the ikka neiris, are the neiris on the shulchan. So, memela, if the woman is being madlik neiris all over the house to make sure the house should be illuminated, the last neiris should be the neiris she's madlik al shulchan. Haino di yivoich aleihem v'loy al shar ha-neiris. Lefi she'iker ha-mitzvah l'chadchila ein ha-neiris sho'ichin lo'iron. V'loy she'tei ha-brocha aleihem. So the brocha should be on, these are the most choshev neiris. So the brocha should be on these neiris. That means she was madlik 20 neiris all over the house, but there should be one neir al shulchan. Miu, im yesh harbe noshim, ve'ein lechol achas shulchan b'fnei atzmo, Yechayu levoich halaneiris shoyim dibabayis mishal mekaymes. So if there's no place on the shulchan for her to be madlik, so she can be madlik someplace else in the house. Gegoyin halaneiris shadol kinal amenoirat liyibem sabayis. The neiris which are in the middle of the house. The chiyagavne, the chlolin naktinen, the chol mokim, the bechol mokim shemadlik belasis shameis. You could make a broch on this. He was saying it's preferable to make a broch on the Iker Neiris, which are the Neiris which bring Sholem Bayis. Now, look to the more further. Another din. V'tzorech loniach ha-Neiris b'mokim shemadlikin. The neiris should be lit in the place. That means that the dika he means you should not be madlik in one place and bring it later to another place. That means that loke has to be where it's destined to be. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'tzorech hayinu afilu im yashna beferish she'einoi mekabel Shabbos hashiur haneiris al mekoimom. That's not sufficient. That means she'll be madlik one place where there's no chiyuv of adlokas neiris, and she'll bring it to the table later. So that is also. I suppose she wasn't mekabel Shabbos. But tzorech loniach haneiris b'mokim shemadlikim v'loy lahadlik b'mokim zeh uloniach b'mokim acher. That means the place where they're destined to be, that should be the mokim adlokim. Zakhtu v'shabu v'loy haynu sha'osu lahadlik b'mokim she'ein mishtam shimboi. You're not allowed to be madlik in a place she'ein mishtam shimboi uloniach haneir b'mokim she'mishtam shimboi. Mishum dekaimolon hadloke oise mitzvah. The mitzvah is not the hanoche, the mitzvah is the hadloke. The kivin shehidlik b'mokim she'ein mishtam shimboi, she'ein oi mokim chiyuve, loy mahani hadloko soy klum, av sheminich achakach b'mokim chiyuve. The mitzvah is the hadloke, not the hanoche. V'tzorich lechabois, so that means if she was madlik the nail someplace where they won't be using that place, she went down in the cellar, the candles were in the cellar. So she went and she was madlik the candle, and she nice and bring it up into the house, and they're not going to use the cellar. So that's a possible adlokim. V'tzorech lechabois the lazer or lahadlik. You have to extinguish it and be madlik again. Avolim hidlik babayis v'mokim shemishtam shemboim. But if the adlokia was in the house, that means in this place where I was madlik, there's a tzairach of a nair over here also. This room also needs a nair. That was madlik over here, and later I decide, no, this nair should go to the dining room. So there you were yanked. Because the adlaka was also in a mokim that needs adlaka's nair. So even adlaka is a mitzvah, it was in a mokim that needs a nair. That is one day. The chol abay is having mekoimam. The Labush is machmer. Why is the Labush machmer? The Labush says that if I madlik it in this room, and then later it's brought into a second room, so someone starts scratching his head, so why wouldn't they madlik in the second room? But they wanted in the second room. So our koch of pshat is that looking this room was for something else. They wanted to look for something else. Later they bring it into the second room. So they had luck in a different room. It is not nicker that it was done with Seir Shabbos since it's ending up in the second room. So Memele saw it. So it's not nicker that this had luck was with Seir Shabbos. So therefore one should not do it. So we have a machloikis, a mokim at soich yesh lahoto. Kosa b'chai odom, anoshim shemadlikim basuke b'chag. But a woman is madlik in the sukkah, umetaltolin l'soich habayis, but it doesn't remain in the sukkah, it's taken back into the house, lo yofa hein oisin. So the chayodom, pshat the chayodom is, he says, this whole lumdis that if you were madlik in one mokim, you can bring it to a second mokim, not like the levush. That's tavkim, it's one bias, one reshus. So the whole house was one reshus. I lit in this room, I can put it in another room. It was lit in this bias. That locker was in this bias, for this bias. I was in one room of the bias, and it ends up in the second room, that's irrelevant. But a sukkah, he's not talking about an indoor sukkah. He's talking about a chayod them in the yard, there was a sukkah. So it was lit in another reshus in Ganson. So if you're lighting it in that reshus and it's not going to remain in the reshus, you're bringing it into another reshus, so that's not right. What? What you should do, sukkahs, you should one of the two. Either leave a nair there, if you're afraid you don't want to leave the expensive nair there, so leave a poshet in there, and be madlik the rest in the house. That means don't be madlik everything there and then bring it into the house. Whatever you want, you should leave one there, and then the rest you can bring into the house. Or be madlik the rest in the house. Don't take, not that the whole adlokah should be in the sukkah, and nothing is left in the sukkah. And listen, Kerala says if you madlik 20 neiris in the sukkah, and you left one neir in the sukkah, that's also good. That means so one of the neiris you were madlik is for this mokim. So then you could, but al kaponim, but to take everything out of the sukkah, since it's a different reshus, one should not do this. Zakti Machaber Vaita. Av al pi shalei yisralu al kol adayin. If the kol did not daven yet, im kodem ayochid vi yisralu shal Shabbos mi bo'id yoim. He davened already. Ayochid davened. Is vi yisralu shal Shabbos mi bo'id yoim. Chal olob kabola Shabbos. That means a tefillah of a yochid is a kabola Shabbos. Va'osar ba'asiyas meloche. That means a tefillah of ma'ariv is a kabola. If you daven a tefillah shamayim, va'osar ba'asiyas meloche. But by a tefillah, va'afilim ma'imishen eroitzel lekabol Shabbos, here you can't say such a thing. That means adlokes neiris is a mitzvah of adlokes. There's a bag Shita that normally you are mekabel Shabbos with this last melacha, which is Letzair Shabbos. If you're not, you say, I don't want to be mekabel Shabbos, I'm not mekabel Shabbos. But if you're davening a tefillah of Meirev, a Meirev shel Shabbos, she can say, I'm davening a Meirev, but I don't want to be mekabel Shabbos. That is contradictory. Let the whole of toys is something else that we'll have later. We're not talking about toys. We were talking about they wanted to do it. He wanted to dive a mayor, but didn't want to be Kabo Shamans with the mayor. We boy join. I know me plug a mincho le mailo, of the lelbis in the race, I'm a halem, si beis bago. ואפילו ואהבת בדלוקים, יש אומרים במהני תנאי, כדולל בסביוד בתפילה שני, כיוון שיש כבוד קדוש השבס, so this is already a קבולה שבס. One more halachin, im roiv akol kiblu aleihem Shabbos, if roiv of the kol is mekabel Shabbos, hamiyut nimshochim achreihem al kolchom. Roiv was mekabel, yeah. We'll see soon. Im roiv akol. ואם רואים הכל לא יהיו בבית הכנסת, אין נמשוך עם החרמיות. That means, for some reason, רואים הכל did not go to shul, and only a meat went to shul, so then you don't you need a Kabbalah of רואים הכל. ואין בעיר שיש בו בוטי כנסייס הרבה, there's a lot of shuls, ein achas nimsheches acher chavotom. So each shul, is the one shul, that means you have two shuls. One is 200 people davening, the other is 10 people davening, but the two different minyonim. The two shuls are two different minyanim. So the shul with each shul has is an independent entity, and it's not nimshach after the second one. Vafilu im ba'achas roiv. Vafilu im ba'achas roiv. He brings down in the issue, he says, but let's say a person is ruggled to daven in one shul, and one day he doesn't, and that day he doesn't go, but he's nigra, that's the din that he's nigra. Avo, im oiste minyan bebeisoi, afilu minyan kavua, yeah, it's not a shul. He has a minion in his house. Botol eitzel haroiv, then it's botol eitzel haroiv. A minion can move a base, it doesn't have a terrorist, because maybe a rabbi is different, I don't know. The most has me ikeradin